and worship Him, give Him praise. Magnify Him, adore Him, lift His name on high. My soul will be. Give Him praise. Mandelebo Koriana Makatala Mahilebo. We thank Him. Eledu mare
arukpojo unye dikagi unye dikagi eledu mare arukpojo Onye di kagi, onye di kagi, onye, onye di kagi, arugoto, onye di kagi, oh. Onye, onye di kagi, arukpojo,
arukpojo,
onye di kagi,
onye di kagi,
using onye, onye, onye di kagi, arukpojo, arukpojo.
Onye
dikagi, onye, onye, onye dikagi,
arukpo,
onye dikagi,
onye dikagi,
musingo.
Magnify your name, Jesus.
Ejoba.
Can we lift our hands and wave it to Him, those girls?
Shine, 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 shine,
From the bottom of our hearts, we return all praise, all worship, and all thanksgiving unto you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Have your seat. There is something that makes the world revolve. There is something that makes the world tick. There is something that makes us survive on earth. And that thing is called mercy. Without the mercy of the Lord, we will have been consumed. Without the mercy of the Lord, we will be nowhere to be found. When you feel guilty and under the condemnation of the enemy, you need mercy. When things are no longer working according to pattern, you need mercy. When crying, weeping, sorrowing has become the order of the day, you need mercy. When what used to work before stops working, you need mercy. When the enemy has sucked you dry, you need mercy. When the evil pattern of your family is about happening to you again, you need mercy. When you have tried everything you can do and nothing seems to be working, you need mercy. If you have tried all the Christian formula, pray, fast, praise, sacrifice, sow, give, fill in the other gaps, you have done everything and it seems not to be working, you need mercy. The mercy of God is that which prevails over every circumstances of life. So when yokes multiply in your life, when things are not working, when it looks as if you are the only one facing trouble and challenge on earth, it's time to ask for mercy. When the odds are against you, when you are at your wit's end, when you are confused, annoyed, and do not know what to do next, when all your experience has been reproached, you need mercy. When all has failed, when all the recommended solution has come to nothing, you need mercy. When the doctor's report is searing you at the face, and you know I have nowhere to run to. When shame, disgrace, and embarrassment is imminent, you need mercy. When it looks as if the enemy is prevailing against you, you need mercy. Can we lift our two hands up and say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Can I hear your voice? Let's pray. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Can I hear you say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Can I hear you say, oh Lord, let your mercy speak for me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. And let your mercy speak for me. Oh Lord, have mercy. Let your mercy speak for me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let your mercy speak for me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. And let your mercy speak for me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the good news is that our God introduced himself to Moses as a God merciful. Exodus 34. Let's read from verse 5. Exodus 34. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. And all over the Bible, the patriarchs, the prophets have made known to us that God is a God of mercy. And he delights in showing us mercy. Micah 7:18 shows that God's delight is to show us mercy. God's delight is to be merciful unto us. 2 Corinthians 1:3 states that God is the Father of mercy. So if mercy is what we need, if mercy is what makes the world revolve, if mercy is the foundation upon which our life is based, if mercy is the thing that will work everything out for us, then the Father of all mercies is here this morning to make his mercies available for us. By his mercies we are not consumed. By his mercy we survive. If you are a Nigerian, I know you understand mercy. Medical facilities has failed. School failed. Economy failed. infrastructure fail, salary, stationary, inflation, how many percent, and we are still surviving. What is the secret? Mercy. Mercy. I pray for everybody here that the mercy of God will continually speak for you. The mercy of God shall continually be your portion. The mercy of God shall continually come through for you. In the name of Jesus. What is mercy? Quickly. Mercy is God's kindness and goodness to those in distress, misery, and afflicted. So when somebody is afflicted, when somebody is in distress, when somebody's experiences are unpalatable, and God now shows him kindness, goodness, and grace, it is called mercy. Mercy is compassion and forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within our power to punish. So, the person has done something wrong. He deserves to be punished. And then you now say, let me do good to him. That is mercy. Let me give you an example. There was a day I went to my wife's office. We were coming for Bible study on a Thursday. And I was late to pick her up. So I pick her up and we left. This has happened twice. Really, twice. Pick her up. There is a junction in our office that looks somehow. You are not supposed to cross. So, unknown to me, road safety people were coming behind me. I look in front. There was no police. So, I took that road because I was in a hurry. As I took, I just... So, I parked. Bible study. That was around 5:30. Bible study was supposed to be 6. Around, that was around 5:26. I know it would take 40 minutes for me to get here. Not considering the hold up. And I had not told anybody to stand in for me. And then they came, sat down in the car, and I was just praying my favorite prayer. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Come out. I came out. Give me your particular. Look at Rose if you look at me. I gave them my particulars. And then he said, you know you should not pass there. Oh yeah, go and book him. While they were talking to me, I was quiet. No arguments. And then there was another man that committed another offense where they were talking to me. So they left me. I went to meet the man. Instead of the man being quiet like me, he started arguing. So they gave me back my paper in anger. They be going. And they went to face. I deserve punishment. I will show kindness. That is mercy. If we check our lives, the way we live, in many areas of our lives, we deserve punishment. But here we are enjoying. Here we are, things are working. Here we are not murmuring and complaining like others. We have enjoyed mercy. That is what we mean by mercy. And you know what? Mercy is God's prerogative. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it. There is nothing on earth that you can do that can make you earn mercy. God decides whom he will have mercy on. Romans 9 from verse 15 to 18. Romans 9, 15. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. King James 4 verse 16. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God who shows mercy. Jump to verse 18. Therefore, have he mercy on whom he will have mercy. And whom he will, he hardeneth. But if we are born again and we have given our life to Christ, then we are already beneficiaries and objects of God's mercy. And we can wake up every morning and ask for mercy. I pray for everybody once again. Daily. daily. May you enjoy mercy. Daily as I live, awful as I breathe, may my whole life be expressions.
Daily as I live,
often
as I breathe,
let
my whole life be expressions of your will.
We cry, Abba Father.
We cry, Abba Father.
Hallowed.
Hallowed be your name.
Hallowed.
Hallowed be your name.
Hallowed.
Hallowed be your name.
We cry, Abba Father.
We cry, Abba Father.
Hallowed.
Hallowed be your name.
Hallowed.
Hallowed.
All over the Bible are examples of people that enjoyed God's mercy. Let's check one or two. Genesis 39, 21 to 23. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of a prison. Verse 22. And the keeper of a prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was not the doer of it. If you ask for the secret of the life of Joseph, it is mercy. It is grace. Let mercy, the cry of mercy, be your favorite prayer in life. The secret of Joseph was mercy. I ask for everybody here, let mercy continually speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Another person that experienced mercy in the Bible is Jacob. Genesis 32 verse 10. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies of all the truths which thou dost shoot unto thy servant. For with my staff I pass over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. You know, Jacob, in quotes, supposedly, depending on the side of the divide you belong to, stole the blessing of Esau. But I don't believe that he stole the blessing of Esau. I believe Esau has already sold the birthright to him. And when his father asked Esau to go and hunt, he should have told the father, I've sold it to Jacob. You are not with me. But he did not do that. It was a contract. I don't believe Jacob took what did not belong to him. I believe he took what belonged to him. But that's not what I'm talking about. And he left. Remember when he left, he was a stupid negotiator and negotiated for a woman for 7 years of labor. And then he was duped. And then served another 7 years, making 14 years for two women. And worked for 6 years for Laban, making 20 years. And within the 20 years that he worked for Laban, according to Jacob, when he was having an altercation with, with Laban, he said, within the 20 years, you reduce my salary 10 times. Imagine this kind of inflation we are facing in this country. When your salary cannot take you home, then somebody reduces your salary every year, once every 2 years. People give salary increments, but his salary was reduced once every 2 years. But in the midst of it, the Lord showed him a vision, and mercy spoke for him,
And at the end of the day, he became very rich by mercy. 14 years of hard labor without anything to show for it. Within a limited number of years, mercy spoke for him. And now he has left his father-in-law and was about to meet Esau. And he was making this statement. He said, when I pass through this place, I pass empty-handed. But now I'm here, through bands. Is there anybody that have that kind of testimony in Abuja? I remember when I came, 2003. I can't remember what I came with. I'm not sure I see have anybody, anything I came with. My wife said I came with her. When I was coming, I did not come with you. I brought you here after 4 months of being here. I came February 2003. June 2003, we got married. But we can say I came empty, without anything to show. But here I am today. I don't even know what to tell you. Because mercy has spoken for us. But I know if you all look around us, we can see those testimonies. The mercy is always there for us. Can we just say, Lord, I thank you for your mercies all over my life. I can see. I can see. Thank you for your mercy. I can see you working in my favor. I can see you. I can see you fighting all my battles.
He will do what he says he will do.
Can we thank him again? We can see your hand. We can see mercy. We bless your name. We thank you for your mercies that we enjoy. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshiped. In case you are thinking and looking around and say, why is Pastor calm today? Mercy. You know, I've always told you that I would like to preach calmly instead of jumping up and down. So I'm down. I'm learning it now. By mercy. The advantages that mercy presents to us can be found in the nature of mercy. The first thing I want you to understand today is that the mercy of God is limitless. It is without limit. There are some things the Bible says about mercy that shows us that mercy is without limit. No matter how far deep you have gone in a quagmire, no matter how big your problem, no matter the height of a mountain, mercy is greater, is bigger than it. And mercy can sort it out. Quickly, I'll just say them. 1 Peter 1:3, the Bible says the mercy of God is great. Ephesians 2:4, the Bible says God is rich in mercy. Psalm 86:15, God is abundant in mercy. Psalm 103:17, his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Isaiah 55:3, his mercy is sure. Luke 1:78, his mercy is tender. So, our mighty God has a mercy that is great, rich, manifold, plenteous, and is from everlasting to everlasting. His mercy has no limit. Do we understand what I'm saying? No matter how big the challenge, no matter how big the trouble, his mercy are sure. Lamentation 3:22 and 23. Lamentation 3:22.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
The book of Lamentation was written by Jeremiah after they have taken the people to captivity.
And all people were left, including Jeremiah.
If you read the book of Lamentation, you will see different complaints. But after all the complaints, he remembered God's mercy. See,
everybody has been taken to Babylon.
But I'm here. I have not been consumed by the Babylonians. It is mercy.
There was a time, some time ago, around 15 years ago, I went to Gomasho with my wife.
Okay, I'm sure. At that time, we've not had any child.
So we were there with our neighbor who was going to Elisha. So after dropping my wife at my father-in-law's place, I entered the car to go and drop this lady. And I dropped the lady and I was coming. You know our local towns where people don't have car parks and everybody parks on the road. And when they park on the road, you know the road is small. So if they park one, it's only one car that can pass. So while going, a tipper, or what is it tipper we call it? The brake failed. And I have moved into the only side that can take everybody. So people started screaming. The first thing the tipper did to show me that he was serious was to carry an MTN kiosk and shove it apart and face my car. Car here, gutter here, tipper coming. I'm the one that you have shown. You have
shown me mercy.
I just needed to know that most of the time we don't feel it, we don't see it. It doesn't mean we have not enjoyed mercy.
You have shown me
mercy. So what did I do? I put the car on reverse and match reverse. So the tipper was chasing me, facing me, and I was on reverse. And you know when a brake fails, the car moves faster. I never knew I can drive like that. Mercy helped me. So as I was moving backward, there was a junction at the right. There were Okada. You know those junctions that Okada people, those motorcycles, all the best. I was coming and I turned hurriedly. At that time, everywhere, you know the way they do. Mobeo, Oriya, Ori, all those things. The mercy spoke for me. I went into that junction. It was only one Okada that I hit. And the tipper passed. I checked the Okada. Everything of Okada was okay. I was not consumed. Daily battles won on our behalf by God's mercy. And you know the surprise thing? Most of them, we don't know about them. His mercies are new every morning. And that is why when we wake up and we ask for daily bread, one of the daily bread of a believer is mercy. It's a daily benefit that he makes available for us. It is by mercy that we are not consumed. We thank you for your mercies. Can we just thank you? No, we thank you. Mercy. We thank you for your mercy. For your mercy. I will sing for the mercy of God. Thank you.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. Whoa! All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath, with every breath that I am made, I will sing, oh,
I will sing,
oh, of your goodness.
Interventions when we call on Him. I've shared my testimony about how I got the job I work with now. When shame is staring you in the face, when distress is about its imminence, God just comes and shows mercy. 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. Because of 2 Kings chapter 4, I know and I'm sure that none of you will suffer any financial embarrassment. Second Kings 4, 1 to 7. Now, there was a certain woman of the wives of the... I can't see it. It's, not because of old age, but because of... That font is not merciful. Now, there cried a certain man of the wife of the sons of a prophet unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. Please go back to my translation, ESV. The shadow is down in my tongue. Now the wife of... Go, verse 2, quickly. And Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you in the house? And she said, your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil. Then he said, go outside and borrow vessels from all your neighbors, empty vessels, and not too few. Then go in and shut the door behind yourself and your sons, and pour into all these vessels. And when one is full, set it aside. So she went from him and shut the door behind herself and her sons. And as she poured, they brought the vessels to her. When the vessels were full, she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another. Then the oil stopped. Listen to me. Many of us in Africa, our parents have died and left us liabilities. Spiritual liabilities. Foundational liabilities. Evil liabilities. Evil names. This particular widow was a widow of a prophet. According to tradition, she was the wife of Obadiah. Obadiah that served Ahab. He was the one that kept prophets in cave, 100 by 100, during the famine, and was feeding them. According to tradition, she has used all her money to feed the prophet during the time of Jezebel, and then died. Do you have anybody here whose parents served God like mine? And it looks as if they died and left you nothing. There's a miracle and there's a mercy that speaks for such people. Are you here? Have you looked all around? All around. All around. What is this now? What is this? Are you the first child and everybody depends on you? Are you tired from the African system of one person helping every other person? Even the people you are helping are dressing better than you, eating better food than you. But I need you to know that blessed are the merciful. They shall obtain. They shall obtain mercy. Obadiah has worked, and it looks as if the work has been in vain. The children would have looked back, and the wife looked back at him and said, what a life. He has served God, and we have nothing to show. But mercy spoke at the right time. Are you going through any difficulty and you have complaints all around? All you need to do this morning is to ask him for mercy. And this morning we'll be going to pray prayers of mercy. I pray for you. By mercy, you will not suffer any financial embarrassment. You will not suffer any financial embarrassment. You will not suffer any financial embarrassment. In the name of Jesus. You know the Abuja syndrome. Everybody outside Abuja believe we have money. So people have built their houses in your hometown. You are living rented house. But they still call you and say, your son is sick, oh, please send. You are busy sending. They are busy building. You have nothing to do for it. Until you go to the village for party, they now show you, this is the house of the person you have been helping. And you have nothing to show. You know that tree that Jesus saw that looked fruitful, and he went near it and he didn't see any truth. That's how the life of, you know, looking very fine in Abuja. You are putting your picture on Facebook, WhatsApp. Say, my brother is making it. He's enjoying it. Let us ask him for money. And you are like the tree. The greens, the leaves are green. But there is no fruit. Today, mercy is speaking for you. Can we lift up our two hands and say, let the mercy of the Lord speak for me. In my finances, in my work, in the work of my hands. In my finances, in the work of my hands. Let mercy, let mercy, let mercy, let mercy, let mercy. Your hands, Peter, can I hear you pray? Say with me. Say, every cross, every affliction, every attack upon the works of my hands. Let mercy. Let mercy speak. Let mercy speak. Let mercy speak. Let mercy terminate. Let mercy speak. Let mercy terminate. Let mercy speak. Let mercy terminate. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Shed your two hands here. I pray. Any attack against the work of your hands, let them be terminated by mercy. In the name of Jesus. I have shared with you, it's not how much you earn. I've shared with you many times in the past. When my wife was earning like 15% of how much I earned, she had a savings. I couldn't make ends meet. I've worked in places where drivers have houses and the managers don't have anything to show. We know now. I pray for everyone here that is laboring without anything to show. Let mercy arise and speak for you. 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 In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up again. Let's say, oh Lord, behold my hands. They represent my labor. Let your mercy, let my hands find mercy. 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 Can we pray? Say, by your mercy, single me out for a miracle. By your mercy, single me out for a miracle. By your mercy, by your mercy, by your mercy, single me out for a miracle. Say, let every sweat
and struggle be terminated in my life by mercy. By mercy, by mercy, by mercy. Let every sweat and struggle be terminated. Let every trouble be terminated in my life by your mercy. By your mercy, by your mercy. Every sweat and struggle be terminated. Be terminated. Be terminated. Be terminated. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. I had a friend. I think friend is not the right word. Well, friend, but it's very genial to me. Two of them were close, went to the same university, came out, came to serve at the same time. One got a very good job. As at the service year, was very, very great. This one, at the service year, was struggling. Struggling. They were both posted to the same company. Struggling. Then he called me one day. Say, Egbon, I need to see you. So, said everything. I said, I know you need to pray. So, we set up a 3 days fast. To fast. We fasted 3 days. And boom, the Lord opened doors for him. Bah! Listen. Both of them made up their mind to go to UK for masters. I know he might be watching me online now. Both of them made up their mind to go to UK for masters. Visa was given to this other one easily. He got his visa. But for this particular brother, it became tough. Document missing and following up. Send another document. He did all those things. And the day he was giving visa was, you know, it's like you are resuming next week Monday and you got your visa on Wednesday and you are already late. So as he got the visa in the car, he quickly rushed out driving to shop and left the passport and the visa and with all his credentials in the car. By the time he went out to shop and came back, the owners have carried primary school certificate, secondary school certificate, university certificate, NYSC, passport, visa, and traveler's check. The message still spoke for him. Listen to me. I'm sharing that testimony before you to know, no matter the depth of your problem or the height of a mountain, mercy can solve it out. Lift your two hands up. Mercy. Can I hear you say mercy? Say mercy, mercy, mercy. Let the mercy of the Lord speak for me. Oh Lord, mercy in every situation I have. Mercy, 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 mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. Oh Lord, I ask for your mercy. 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 Let me not be consumed. 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 Mercy. Your mercy, your mercy, your mercy, your mercy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Mercy terminates long-term problems. In John chapter 5, the man has been by the pool of Siloam for 38 years, older than many of you. Older than many of you. When I was in Port Harcourt, there was an old man, a person that was released from prison after 35 or 36 years in prison. At that time, I was not up to 30. I was just like, before I was born, the man has been in prison. And now I'm doing youth service in Port Harcourt. That's when he has been released. Your problem can be older that way. Sometimes you know as an African, your problem can be older than you. It started from your parents and was transferred to you. But Jesus went to the pool of Siloam. And look directly, there were many people sick there. Many.
But he went directly to a particular person by mercy. Mercy fishes you out of a crowd and sorts you out. So it doesn't matter how long that problem is or what name it has been called. The solution to it is what? It's mercy. It's mercy. It's mercy. Stretch your two hands to the altar. Stretch your two hands. Mercy.
You look past my guilt, my fear, my shame, and for all the love. You look beyond me, Lord. You look beyond me, oh. You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and for your love. You look beyond me.
You look beyond me.
You look beyond me.
Oh,
say I'm the one, no,
I'm the one. You have shown me mercy.
Receive the mercy of the Lord. Experience the mercy of the Lord. Let the mercy of the Lord be your portion all the days of your life. Let mercy be a daily occurrence in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. One more scripture, Psalm 102, verse 13. 102, 13. King James, your name is Zion. You are from Zion. Hello. You know, in Nigeria, many people saw name is the name of your city. You know that? In case you don't know, I am not from Ogumosho. My father and my mother are from Ogumosho. I am from Zion. Have you forgotten? From now on, we know nobody after the flesh. For whosoever is in Christ is a new creature. Zion. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon for the time to favor her. Yes, the same time has come. Are you here? Lift your right hand up. Incantations of the Spirit. Maria Gadada. Look at that. Thou shalt arise. Say, oh Lord, arise and have mercy on me. For it's my set time of favor. It's my set time of favor. Oh Lord, arise, 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 arise. Arise and have mercy on me. Arise. Arise and have mercy and have mercy. Arise and have mercy. Arise and have mercy on me. It's my set time. It's my set time. Arise and have mercy on me. It's my set time. It's my set time. It's my set time of mercy. It's my set time of mercy. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. You know, most of us, our children, where they are, we can't see them. They go to school. We leave them at home and don't see. We do CCTV. We do everything. In Nigeria, you do CCTV. No NEPA, no work. Inverter, drain, everything. Will you put CCTV in the school? Some of you, your children are in body house. Don't bother yourself. Just begin to speak mercy. Wherever they are, they are mercy. Mercy. They are the children of Zion. They will not go wayward. They will not find themselves in the path of destruction. Because mercy will always speak for them. I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice. Let mercy speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Bow down heads. Let's take the last set of prayers. Bow down heads.
Can you bow down your heads? It's only Jesus that makes mercy available. Mercy can only be found in Christ.
Everything we have said today will not matter to you if you don't have Christ in your life. It's Christ that is the God of all mercies.
And when we give our lives to Him, He makes mercy available for us. You can never assess mercy outside Christ.
Good news, Christ is here and willing to make His mercy available to you. Only if you accept Him into your life.
Without wasting time, you want to accept Jesus Christ into your life so that you will experience the benefit and the advantages that comes from mercy. Wherever you are, can you lift your hand, right hand? Mercy. Lift your right hand up. Boldly. 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 Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you for mercy. Thank you. Thank you. Can we just pray one more prayer? One more simple prayer. Anything the enemy has programmed for my future that I do not know about, let mercy terminate it. Lift your right hand up. Say, whatever the devil has programmed for my future, whatever powers of darkness has programmed for my future, let mercy arise and terminate. Let mercy arise and terminate. Let mercy arise and terminate. Let mercy arise and take away every shame in my life. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. All heads still bowed. If you raise your hand, you are giving a card. Please, somebody is waving at you at the back. Ushers, can we help them to the back to the counselors? Can we do that quickly? Please just call people you gave the card to quickly. We magnify your name, Jesus. We bless you. The mercy that the blood of Jesus speaks, the mercy in the blood of Jesus that is higher than the blood of Abel. Let the blood of Jesus speak mercy for you. We give you praise. We give you honor. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I pray for everybody here. Mercy. Let mercy speak for you. Let mercy come through for you. Let mercy go ahead of you. Let mercy fight your battles. Let mercy deliver into your hands your heart desire. In the name of Jesus, mercy will be your portion all the days of your life. Any plan of the enemy, let mercy destroy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace. May you enjoy mercy all the days of your lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.